Welcome back. Hey. Let's go. Let's go. What up? What up? What up? Hey, what up, everybody? Get my sound effects on. Oh, I see T Villas in the building early. What up?
Yes.
Ty G in the building early. What up, bro?
Yes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Black Culture the Breakdown. I am your boy Jersey. What's popping? All right, let's get the conversations going. All right. So today is all about Hustle Me Viral. You understand? So we talking to T Villa, that definitely, see, got the world right there. He's worldwide. And we're going to actually get him to give us the scoop on what he's doing with his music and how he's changing the black community. All right, so let's kind of get this conversation rolling.
How we feeling, though? I see y'all in here. What up, princess?
Okay. Here we go. What up, bro?
What up, though?
Not much. Welcome to Black Culture the Breakdown, man.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you having me.
Of course, of course. Bro, we was bobbing out to that cocky just now, man.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, that's the whole movement, man. Yeah, I want everybody to feel themselves, man. You know what I'm saying? Turn up.
Definitely. Turn all the way up. Man, let's bring it all the way back to the beginning. Tell the people who you are and what you do.
Oh, T Villa, man. Detroit's finest rap recording artist, west side of Detroit. Entrepreneur. I got a cloud online. Music everywhere, MTV, BET Jams, Radio, Safe, Baller Alert, The Source. A lot of places. It's anywhere, man. I push it out and whoever gravitate to it, rocking with me. And you know what I'm saying? We turning up.
No, that's a fact.
Yes.
All right, so now. Like cocky just now, let's talk about that. Like that, you was actually really spitting on there. Like, how important is it to be dope at what you do? Like, how important is bars to you as just an artist?
I mean, I just hold myself to a standard. You know what I'm saying? And, I think what I got to say is relevant, is real. It got substance behind it. And I mean what I'm saying. So I'm just not an artist that just say anything because it sound good or because it rhyme or just need to fill in a spot. I take a lot of pride in it. That's how I hold myself to a standard.
Got you, got you. So that's what it is. All right, then. So then now, for quality content, what you actually got to tap into to make sure your song is better? Like, what is it that you got to get right to make sure it's a formula for success?
As far as what?
Just getting a track that really hits and you know, and able to pick up some traction.
I mean, first it's quality. Work with a quality producer, mix and master. Yes. You know what I'm saying? Make sure everything right as far as the paperwork with the song. And, you know, long as the business right and the quality good, you know, I'm ready.
Yes. Okay. So now, break us down to the business side of things then. So you're independent, right?
Right. Right now, yeah.
So now, the indie route, break it down with just understanding the business of things and just knowing how to be able to navigate in this industry, just being an independent artist. How does that work?
I mean, it's just learning the business. Like I said, I'm still learning. And basically, man, do good business for real and make sure that what you're doing is beneficial to you, you know what I'm saying, as much as possible. It's just a learning process. Like I've been in it firsthand. I've been managing myself and like doing my own promotion, and like I put money in the wrong places, I put money in the right places. So I just learned like trial and error.
Gotcha, trial and error. That's definitely the best way to be able to even dive into that. So now, man, I got your track list up in front of me, and you definitely get, you definitely right here, intro 313 in the 400s, 404, got 42,000 streams on Spotify, man. That's some numbers.
Man, that went crazy, like, out the gate. Like, I can't say that I didn't expect it, but like the feedback been real crazy. I did put out those two new tracks, but I'm still pushing the EP too. Like everything that I'm putting out, it's just I'm slamming them this year, 2021. Everybody back outside, so they're gonna get work.
That's 100% fact. So I got a few tracks here in front of me. You want to introduce a track so you can let the audience see something real quick?
Oh yeah, what you got over there?
I got Cocky, I got Comeback, Intro, I got Win, I got Really.
All right, we can start with Cocky.
Go ahead and introduce your track, my brother.
All right, Cocky, produced by my dog, Sauce Man Keys. He out of Chicago. Dope producer, we got a lot of work coming. It premiered on Shade 45, I just dropped it May 21st. Premiered on Shade 45, May 21st, 107.5 in my city. I'm picking up on the radio, and definitely wherever you at, tuned in to this. If it's outside of Detroit, Atlanta, if you haven't tapped in yet, definitely if you're rocking with it, fuck with me. Cocky. Yo, coming
soon. Drop some fire emojis if you set on this. Show love.
Can't let the motherfuckers stop. I can talk a lot because she thinks this nigga's cocky. I can let you come around me if you move a slide. You can give a fuck about how they feel and say you cocky. I can't let no motherfucker stop. I can talk a lot because she thinks this nigga's cocky. I can't let you come around me if you move a slide. You can't give a fuck about how they feel and say you cocky. When I was born, I was more than ready. Walk in and get thrown away. Short stays, I was in the town. Travel rocks down to the corner selling. Made it out of situations in the city, and they ain't got to thank the Lord. I was kicked out the crib, young and cool. I was sleeping on the floor. When I was down,
fire. Comments is actually kind of going crazy. You got Taji in the building throwing you flames right here, bro. Definitely. Vintage Vitamin T, fire. David A, fire. You know what I'm saying? It's 100% bop. So you said you ain't gonna let no motherfucker stop you. What's the message you trying to get out?
I mean, it ain't even no way to break that down like more clear. It's just like my attitude. And it's not so much of a, it don't gotta be like a, it's just how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not gonna let nothing stop me. I haven't, you know, so I done been doing this, sticking to it, staying focused on it through cases. a lot of different like obstacles in the road, and I stuck with it. And that's just how I feel about anything. So, nothing stop me. Ain't no motherfucker gonna stop me.
Period, bro. That's a fact. Listen, yo. Everybody gotta definitely have that energy so you can keep your head in the game. So now, jumping back into this real quick, how heavy do you think social media influences the music industry? And like, what's your strategy that you kind of have right now to kind of help propel your music with social media?
On music, social media like influenced the world for real though. I mean, like people watch social media for the news. People watch social media for shit. People watch social media, you know what I'm saying, to like girls' pictures. Girls watch social, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like it just, since social media became a thing, period, it just changed like the interaction between people. You know what I'm saying? You can reach across the country, across the world from your living room. Like, you don't necessarily have to go nowhere and put the physical leg work in for nothing no more. So I think got a big influence. I think as far as like with me and what I'm going to do, I'm just going to stick to being me and doing the things that make me successful to the point. And then just be more, I need to post more, but like I said, I just recently had a life that I could be more open with what I'm doing outside of the lines, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm just doing me. You know, if I win or lose, I'm a win. But you know what I'm saying? I would rather be as myself than let change for any kind of way and then fail that way. And then I could have been me and just made shit happen.
Definitely. Okay. So now, how do you feel about just the attack on hip hop in general? You know what I'm saying? I feel like there's a lot of rappers that's just being either like taken down or it's just like, I feel like there's an attack on hip hop, you know what I'm saying? So just give us your thoughts on that.
Hip hop as far as like a negative influence?
Not like
what
a negative,
you mean?
Just like either they get locked up or just like, I feel like it's like a lot of them. Everybody getting hit with charges. Like, I feel like they targeting. Rappers right now.
Man, I got a story. Like, I had a homeboy, like, when I first started rapping. And then he used to be like, man, why you don't be doing this? Or why you don't say this? And why you don't say that? And I'd be like, bro, this is a recording at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is going out into the world. So if this type of shit really going on, why the fuck would I be too detailed and what the fuck is really going on? And you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a setup. It's an alley-oop.
Definitely.
And I don't play like that. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like people try to portray certain shit to an extent that it be detrimental to their freedom. Like, and that's what it is, because I say people keep doing the same shit. And it's just like, I want to try to be so hard and show this shit to myself that
yes,
I'm putting that shit out there and it's giving me cases. So if you put out a fucking $1 million song and you like, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, plus my nigga doing this by name and we doing it over here on this block and shit. So you made $100 million off that song, but now on this side, once they get on your ass and you got to pay all these fucking lawyer fees and sit down or do whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's the way to... And still, people just got to stick to being they self. You know what I'm saying? Like, all of that shit, that's only one part of a person. You know what I'm saying? Like, people know it's real drug dealers, it's real killers, it's real type of shit going on in the world. Boom, it's really these people exist, but it's just not like these people wake up every day like, I'm about to kill somebody, or I'm about to do this, or I'm about to do that. Like, people about their money, whether it's a 9-to-5, or whether they hustling, they dancing, they selling food, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? But people just gotta shift that shit to who they really is instead of trying to put, because people putting that shit out there and that's what they get back. They going to jail, they kill all that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, people need to be themselves, and people just keep on trying to be the same type of person or portray that. And like for me and where I got, as far as being myself authentically, you know what I'm saying? As far as anything that I talk about or the songs that I make, I appreciate the support that I got, because it's really me being me, and it's not no fake person. It's not a character. It's not nothing. It's really me. I took myself and I just focused on music, and that's what I'm doing.
What you doing? There you go. Man, you just dropped a lot of gems for people that's even trying to even get into the game. So now, let's close it out with that. For people that want to get into music, you've been in here for a little minute and got some traction and got some viral moments and got good music. What advice would you give to somebody that's trying to get into this right now?
The same thing really that I just said. Like, stay true to yourself. Invest in yourself. Know that shit don't cost money. Stay focused through the you know what I'm saying? And just really the first thing I said, like, stay true to yourself, believe in yourself. I didn't say that. You just got to believe in what you're doing, because just because you decide that you want to rap or decide that you want to do anything, it don't mean that it's like, okay, I decide this tomorrow and that shit about to work out the day after that. Like, that shit take work. Like, it's people it's people that's ahead of you just in the process. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you gotta stay focused, wait your turn, and you know what I'm saying, be ready when that shit come.
100% facts, all right?
Yes!
Man, T-Villa, let the people know where they can find you at and what you got coming out that we need to be on the lookout for.
Oh, yeah, T-Villa Official. T-Villa Official. Twitter, Instagram, the Facebook music page. It's T-Villa, T dot space V I L L. People be like, Villa? No, T-Villa, Villa with a V, like victory, win. You know what I'm saying? Music everywhere. I got 3 videos on BET Jams. I got 2 that's in rotation right now. Like I said, I just dropped the EP Win. That's out everywhere. I just dropped Cocky. I just dropped Comeback featuring Nicki Natural off Love & Hip Hop Miami. The video for Cocky coming soon. I'm really about to call the videographer after I get off this interview because that's something by now. But yeah, I'm working, man. Follow me.
All right, man. Most definitely. Make sure y'all definitely hit T-Villa. Yo, if you're ever in New York, bro, you hit me, man. If you want to get a music video done, you know we got you out here.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. I appreciate it. And thank you for having me. And so, tune in to everything. I see this this season 2, episode 22, and I'm in the number. So that 222, that's a thing for me. So it was right.
Dope, man. That's a fact.
Yes.
Mention numbers too, bro. We're gonna definitely talk offline, man. Make sure y'all definitely follow and jump on that music. T-Villa is definitely the wave. Hop on that. Bro, I appreciate you. We're gonna definitely catch up again soon, all right?
Oh yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me, bro.
No worries, no worries. All right, T-Villa, everybody. All right, so that was T-Villa. Yo, make sure y'all tap in with people that are actually dope at what they do. He's dope. Got a story. His music is fire. And he understands the game. You know what I'm saying? It's all independent. All right, let's get Gospel Artist Entertainment on the live. And let's get this conversation going. How y'all say? What up, Betty? I see you on here. I'm so mindless. What up? How y'all feeling, though? How y'all feeling? Oh, there you go.
What up, man?
What up, bro?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Well, finally was able to make it on, and, you know, I'm glad to be on here. You know, I know last week was crazy, traffic and stuff, but we made it.
Listen, in the name of Jesus.
Yes!
Okay. Safe and sound, and we back.
Absolutely, man.
Man, welcome back to Black Culture, The Breakdown. Algin is Gospel Artist Entertainment on the live right now.
What up, man?
It's been a minute. But
it has been. It has been a minute. I feel like I've been distant away from you, man.
Nah, it's all good, man. We here now. And, you know, listen, that's how you know you're busy. You hustling, you working, bro. We just trying to connect the dots. We're just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that's what it is. That's a good thing.
Just a little bit.
As a matter of fact, you hear the dings. Yo, you've been doing this for a long time. You were a host, you know what I'm saying? You're actually a musician, a vocalist, a drummer. You do so much. But you're also like an independent. You kind of work with yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
Set prices. How do you put a value or a price to your services? Like, how do you be like, all right, I'm going to charge this for this? But I don't know, give people that want to know out here how to put prices to their art form. How do you do that?
Well, for one, since I, you know, work through social media, I can only speak on behalf of social media. I don't know any, I don't know how other people or other platforms do it, but I can speak on behalf of social media. But the way I put my prices together for any, like, promotional advertisements, first of all, we always go based off of our analytics, the people that we reach, and our followers. Okay. And so we give people actual, information on how many potential people you're going to reach, you know, and so we base it off of that. Our prices, you know, I'm not going to tell you our prices. If you want to advertise with us, you got to inbox us or DM us or email us. We'll give that to you. But our, we base that off of off of the amount of people that we reach, because it wouldn't make sense for us to only have, you know, 5,000 followers and we want to charge $10,000 for, you know, advertisement. These people gonna be like, what?
Okay.
We ain't gonna have no business, you know. We ain't gonna have no business. And so it's always imperative that we have to think, you know, we have to be smart about strategizing how we market ourselves and, you know, the prices that we set. You know, I live in Dallas, but I heard New York is expensive, you know. So if you're from New York, you know, you probably can afford some of the stuff that Dallas probably people can't afford, you know. I'm not saying that's the guarantee, you know, I'm not saying that's, you know, a guarantee, but some people in Dallas, you know, they probably can't afford it, but New Yorkers have set their prices because they know the things that they offer, you know, versus Dallas. Dallas set their prices because they know the things that they offer. You may get something here in Dallas cheaper than you do New York, but New York quality may be higher than Dallas, you know? So it all depends on the quality. It all depends on your, you know, your reach. It all depends on how many followers you have. Like I said, I can only speak on social media, so I just know that much.
Okay. So, because I think there's a lot of times, today is all about hustle me viral, okay? Yeah. So we gotta, you know, just hustling away to just figure out how to just take everything to the next level. And
somebody said Indiana broke.
No, that was
funny.
Indiana, I've never been to Indiana. Listen, I don't like expensive things. And I need to be in a city. First of all, New York is very expensive and don't look expensive. It looks
nothing.
It looks nice on pictures. Times Square looks nice. Like, I'm serious.
Yeah.
But it looks dusty for the price that they charge out here. Like, there's rats everywhere. It's dusty out here. New York
is overpriced.
Stop speak. Y'all know what time it is.
That's why the economy is better down here in Dallas. Y'all better get y'all behinds down here in Dallas.
No, but is Dallas like a clean, is it like a clean state?
Well, it depends on where you go. Most of Dallas are clean. Now, if you go to the hood, it's going to be very hoodish. You know, so, but for the most part, Dallas is very clean.
Okay.
I would say about 80% clean.
Well, how do you guys get around there? You guys do like the train, y'all do the bus. What do y'all got over there?
We drive.
Okay. Hold on one second.
No. Okay. I mean, there are people who take the train, up buses, you know, that's what they're there for, you know, but we drive out here.
Hold on one second. You said that's what the buses are there for.
That's what it's there for. We drive.
Every New Yorker knows. It's like, yo, because people, you can have cars in New York, but where are you parking? And you got to move your car every day for alternate side parking. So they don't allow you to park on the same side for the whole week. You got to move back and forth. You understand what I'm saying?
But see, y'all so cluttered up together, y'all don't need cars.
Very, very cluttered up. But everything is close but far away at the same time. But the subway is actually dusty as hell.
Yes.
It just looks so bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, so everybody Ubers. I think in 2021 and forward, people are probably Ubering, but Uber's a little pricey.
And y'all I heard people that's not from New York get lost out there too. Is that true? Because I'm planning on visiting New York.
So you got to. You got to. And people do get lost all the time.
that's crazy.
I live in New York, and if you go on the wrong train, you'll fall asleep on the train and wake up. You'll be like, am I in Queens, Staten Island, or am I in the Bronx? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could be anywhere. So it's lost in New York City. That's a fact. And you could be in the wrong neighborhood at the wrong time.
The wrong neighborhood at the wrong time.
No.
So now, let me ask you this. Patience. We're building a business. You need patience, right?
Yep.
Being in any situation, in relationships, business, personal, anything, you just need patience. What does patience look like to you? And how important is it to find that in everything that you do?
So that's the number. Well, I wouldn't necessarily say that's the number one thing, but that is in the top. That's one of the top things that you have to have with building a business. You cannot expect results overnight. What you have to have, you have to have a blueprint. You have to have, you know, instructions. You have to know how to map everything out. You know, you have to know how to plan it out. Patience is the key, because a lot of successful businesses, they've been in business for years and years and years, but they didn't really become really, really big until, you know, later on down in life, years later. But they were patient. They were patient. They kept going. And it all ties into perseverance. It all ties into consistency. It all ties into, you know, even having faith. Like, as you have, in, you know, as you have patience, you got to have faith in what you're doing. Faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead.
Yes.
So in order for you to be able to see the results of the works, guess what you have to have? Faith. But you also have to have patience, because it won't always work in our timing. We expect, you know, I'm going to just say this. We expect the stimulus check or our PPP loan within the next week, yes, or a week or 2 weeks. But maybe it's a delay for a reason.
Hold on a second. You said
maybe. I'm using an example. Maybe it's a delay for a reason, you know? It's a delay for a reason, but as long as we're patient, we're going to get it. That goes into, and I know I'm all over the place right now, but one thing I will say is I've learned how to be patient in building my business. When it comes down to marketing, you have to have patience. Not only just building your business, but you also got to have patience with people.
Okay?
Yes.
How important is patience with people? All right. How do you deal with people?
He said, you better preach.
Okay. G is definitely preaching. Like, how important is just patience with people that you know for a fact? Like, say you're in a business situation, right? And you just know it's not working out, but you're already all the way in there. There's nothing that you can do. Your contract will bind it, or whatever the case may be. How do you deal with a situation like that until it ends? Like, you got 6 more months to work with this person, and you got to now, your patience got to be exercised. Break that scenario down for me and how you getting out of that.
Let me tell you, first of all, it takes a special person to be patient with people. Everybody can't be patient with people, especially in businesses. A lot of successful businesses have become successful because they were patient with people. And so it's important to be patient with people, because it's all a process. It's all in work. It's all in timing. In order for you to be able to see the results that you're trying to get, you have to be patient with people. There's going to be people who is going to give you living hell on this earth, but they probably got the coins with it.
Okay.
But you, in order for you to be able to see those coins, you just got to be patient with them. Be patient. Now, can you be patient with everybody? No, because they don't, they're not grateful for their patience that you have with them. Mm-hmm. And they would take advantage of their patience. So if I give you a deadline and I say, hey, I need you to have a document in within 5 to 7 business days. 7 business days come by. I'm hitting you up. Hey, where's the document? Oh, well, I can't be able to get it in until next week. Okay. Well, at least you're communicating with me. Now I'm being patient with you.
Okay.
But if I'm instead of harassing you, I'm probably going to lose your business because it's like, dude, I told you that I'm going to have the document in within, you know, the next week or whatever. And you don't already communicated with me. So now you're becoming disinterested, if that's a word. No. Not interested in what I have to offer. But you being patient and me being understanding, because with patience, you also got to be understanding. You also got to take in consideration that we're human, things happen, you know, and it is our job to try and work with our clients, our customers, whoever it is.
Yes.
However, don't allow people to take advantage of your patience, because once you get to that point, if you know that it ain't gonna never happen, drop them.
Yes.
You know what?
And that's what I've learned.
You just dropped so many gems, and he's doing them for free tonight. But you just went off just now, and everything that you was throwing, we all caught it.
And let me tell you, patience will give you some of the best results that you've ever seen.
The best results. Man, you better stop preaching on him.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
You better stop preaching. And I'm going to say this too. When you feel like even with your business, if the money isn't coming in right away, it doesn't mean that you're just working for free. It just means you're still strengthening your craft.
Yeah.
And the monetary part of it is going to come when you go from, you know, like you start crawling, then you start walking, then you start running, then you start sprinting. But when you actually break that threshold, that money's going to start hitting you and hitting you gig after gig, opportunity after opportunity.
Yep.
But you have to go through that process.
Yeah.
A lot of times be like, I've been doing this for 3 months and I ain't making no money, so I'm done. And it's just like, you want to be doing it for
3 months.
How about you try years before you
but
actually...
But you know what, though? People make the mistake of quitting at that point. If they say, oh, I've been doing this for 3 months, guess what? Who is to say that your fourth month would have been your breaking point?
Absolutely.
But because you quit on the third month, you lost that opportunity.
Absolutely, 100% facts.
So you gotta keep going. Because I've been in situations where I was just like, you know what, hey, listen, I don't even care about doing this anymore. I want to quit. I want to give it up. It ain't worth it. But I had to be patient, not only with people, but I also had to be patient with myself, and I had to be patient with God.
Okay.
Just period.
Yes.
Okay. Gotta be patient with God. And if you allow God to just move you, he'll take you where you gotta go.
Yeah. And at that moment, that I was about to give up, and I made the decision, like, okay, you know what? Nah, I'm going to keep going. That following week, major deal.
Major deal.
But if I would have gave up, I would have lost out. I would have lost the opportunity on that. So it's all about perseverance. It's all about, you know, going on, having that patience. Patience would give you some of the best results.
Some of the best results. Man, mic drop. Drop all them gems for free, everybody. Yo, clap it up for Mr. Elgin McCullough from Gospel Artist Entertainment, the largest gospel media platform in the world, just in case you ain't know. All right?
Yes.
So, man, you always drop gems over here. Tell the people where they can find you and what you got coming up if you want to tell us.
So, I wish I can release this announcement. They haven't given me permission yet. But I do have a show that will be airing on Roku.
Okay.
But I can't tell you. I can't give y'all details yet. I don't even know if I'm supposed to even be announcing that. But because you my God, whatever. You know, forget it. You know, but it's coming soon, so y'all stay tuned for that. But you can go and follow my personal page. All y'all, make sure y'all stay connected with me. It's Officially Aldrin. I put it in the comment section right here. I don't really do this a lot, but there you go. So you can go and follow me at Officially Aldrin. Gospel Artist Entertainment is getting ready to do a few things. One of the things is we are getting ready to start our first YouTube series, actual YouTube series.
Okay. Yes.
And so that's coming real soon, so y'all stay tuned for that. But you can definitely go follow my personal page at Officially Aldrin. And Jersey, you know, anytime you need me, I got you. Thank you so much for always looking out for me and including me in your amazing show. I love you, man, and I'm so proud of everything that you're doing. Let me tell y'all something before I go. Me and Jersey, me and Jersey, since the day that we met through a guy named Phil Thornton. And Phil was on his live. And so I joined in. And immediately, like, Jersey connected with me. And every since that day, we have never been out of contact. And so, but one thing I can honestly say about you, man, you have been consistent since day one. And you don't come across a lot of people that are consistent since day one. They will flip on you in a minute. But you have definitely been consistent. And I really, really appreciate you.
Man, appreciate you, my brother. Got to be consistent with people that just give the energy out.
So yes, sir, man.
Appreciate that.
Thank you so much, Jersey. Hey, by the way, y'all go follow Jersey. I know he told y'all to follow me, but y'all go follow him, okay?
Okay, you can follow both of us. It's free.
You can follow both of us.
All right, Alja, I'm going to definitely see you, man. Only 3 more episodes left until season 2 ends, man. So
I love it. And congratulations.
Man, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate that. We're going to definitely catch up soon, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Gospel Arts Entertainment, everybody. So, that was Alja McCullough, Gospel Artist Entertainment. Make sure y'all tap in. Let me tell y'all if y'all ain't know. I'm tell y'all again. It is the largest gospel media platform in the world. Tap in on his Instagram and check it out, okay? He's connected with a lot of everybody who's the who's who in gospel. But we're going to get that conversation going. That's my brother. He definitely comes on here every time I ask him to and gives us good conversation that we love.
Yes.
Right. So let's keep the conversation rolling. I'm going to get my other brother on here, Ty G. And let's get the conversation rolling. How y'all feeling, though? Y'all good? Jamaica in the house. That's right. Algie, you the man. He's definitely the man. Hey,
what's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's going on, Jersey? What's happening?
Man, we back with it.
Back in this thing. Back and we better.
Back. G in the building.
Yes.
All right, my brother. I've been good.
Finally done with school so I can breathe. You know what I'm saying? So.
Wait, graduated, done, or just done?
One more year, and then we done.
Okay, but school's done for the semester.
Yeah, done for the semester. I was about tired of that. I was about done for. I was ready to throw in the towel.
Yes. Okay.
I understand. I completely understand. Your energy is always vibrant. You always come on here being your 100% self. And this is why you have these people that tap in with you with everything that you do, my brother. I've been watching you just even grow since the first time we had a conversation.
It's crazy. I can't keep up no more.
Man, you really out here. Like, okay, so Taji was on season 1, and that was like maybe almost 6 months ago, I'm going to say. It was quite some time ago.
It's been a good minute. Yeah.
It's been a minute. And here we are. It's a season 2. 21 made it through the storm, all right?
And yes. As you should.
You know what I'm saying? And you are doing the thing, man. Like, talk to us about where you're at right now. You just hit 7 million followers.
Oh, my Jesus. Yeah, I about peed on myself. When I tell you, it's insane. You know, it's just me being me, and people are still following and supporting for that. And I can't thank God enough. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to put into words because it don't feel real. You know, I'm just doing what I love, and you know, it's just happening. You know, and all I'm doing is just riding the wave.
Yes.
You ain't just riding the wave. You putting in work. Okay.
Ooh, that part. Got to.
Okay. You just heard. You know, Aldrin from Gospel Arts Entertainment just now. And he was like, yo, you got to be, like, patient, but you got to also be consistent. And there's so many things that go into running something that's like a machine. And, right. And let me ask you, what is TikTok to you? Like, how do you categorize social media?
TikTok to me is home, because that's where it all started, literally. Like, I joined Musical.ly during the Musical.ly days, and ever since then, I've been evolving, and everything else that every platform I've stepped on from that point, it's kind of like it's attached to TikTok. You know, because that's like my main hub. So, you know, I'll be like, oh, follow this or follow that, you know. But just even from not even doing that, people still just try to follow me on other platforms just to see what I'm doing. And it's like it's where it all started. And I call it home. You know, that's where it started. And, you know, I just continue to do it until I get the word to not do it anymore. But other than that, I'm going to continue to push and, you know.
So now, but last time we talked, I think you had like 2 point something million. And yeah. Now 6 months later, bro, 7 million. It's like more than double of a jump. So you're actually, talk to the people about, because I know how you post, and you post very consistently, right? So creating content, you're doing all of that. Tell the people, like, because they probably think like, oh, this Ty G. Yeah, but that's a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? Like, break that. What the work is like behind the scenes.
Oh man, it depends. It's based on what I'm trying to do, how complicated I want it to be. Half the time it is complicated because I'm just that person that likes to be extra. So I'm gonna be extra. But you know, it's just it depends on what I'm doing. You know, it could be like depending on what type of video it is, if it's a skit or if it's like different characters in one setting or, you know, in different settings or whatever the case may be, or it just depends on what type of video it is. That's how I know how much time I gotta put into it. But like for some of my series that I do, I kind of block out time because I know how much time it probably take, because I've done several types of those videos. Gotcha. So it just depends, you know, and you know, you just go with the flow, you know what I'm saying? Because you can't put a time stamp on everything. It might take you longer, it might take you shorter. So you just go with it and just make greatness takes time. So you just got to let it go and just let it be what it is.
Yes! You better stop playing out here. Ooh! He's dropping them jams. He's starting already. Takes time. First of all, you've coined so many things. Right here, KK1 just said, I think the thing, yes. Praise the Lord, okay?
Yeah.
You've coined a lot of different sayings that people say all the time, just pretty much all over the world now, my brother.
It does.
like that is crazy. So how are you able to meditate that? Or is it not premeditated? Is it all organic or is it strategy? Talk to us about how you come up with those scenarios.
Oh, like with my slogans, all organic. Especially I think the thing not that was it's crazy because I was just at the store and somebody saw me in there and just blurted it out loud and I said it back, you know, and called a response. But it's crazy. It just comes natural. And sometimes like I'll say stuff and don't realize that I said it. I'm like, what did I just say? And then I'm like, okay, I like it. So I keep it and I start incorporating it into my content. And then before you know it, I use I think the thing not on a day-to-day, like if not every day, every other day. That's probably every day. And you know, it's all natural.
But how did you even come up with that?
Like, I think the thing not came out, because I did this video, I believe it was probably, I think, 2, 3, maybe 4 years ago. I don't think it was 4, maybe 3 years ago. And for one, it really came out when I was watching TV. It came out and something happened. I don't know if it was a commercial, if it was a TV show we was watching, and whatever happened, I was like, I think the thing not. And then it didn't really stick then. So then when I made this video with Charlie D'Amelio, and I did not know she was viral and popping at the time until my video blew up with her. I was like, why am I getting all this engagement like this? Like, who is she? And when I finally found out who she was, I was like, oh, that's why. Because they see a familiar face. And I didn't know that at the time, so I said the slogan in that video. So when it blew up, that's really how I think the thing not really took its launch. Mainly because of her, but because I said it as well. So it was like, and then after that, it just stuck. Definitely stuck after that.
Just stuck, yo.
Yes.
Sometimes these stories is the gems, man. But you said it. You said pretty much like collaboration and just jumping in.
It happened. And I was in there, and it was a trend, too. It was kind of like a low-key trend that was about to start really trending because I saw some other videos. And I was like, okay, let me try this, too. And I tried it and said the slogan in that video. And next thing you know, within like probably that first hour, that thing was just, my notification was going crazy. And I was like, who is this girl? They was like, oh my God, this is funny. I was like, who is this girl? I would have figured that out. And long and behold, she was on the climb quick. And that was pretty much the main reason.
Mm. So now, let me ask you a real question. And that would be,
bro.
Let me put out, because I think a lot of people just was like, oh, sometimes you got to jump into something that not what you think, you know what I'm saying,
right,
to go. But I want to ask you a real question. Do you think that as a black creator, that white creators get pushed more in the algorithm than black creators? You know, I've been hearing a lot of those conversations happen, even people I interview on the show. They're like, yo, I feel like my content doesn't get pushed. But do you think that there's a grand order of or a pyramid scheme behind the social media algorithm? Talk to us about that.
I definitely can't attest to that. I really, thankfully it doesn't happen a lot to me, but I do see it talked about and I do see it happening to a lot of great creators, especially ones I was coming up with where they were popping, like way popping more than me. Cause you know, I was just starting out. Mm-hmm. But then it's like when Musically transitioned to TikTok, it was like, okay, Musically who? And it was kind of like those creators' content got suppressed. And even though TikTok has came out with, like, you know, black creators, the Black Creators Program, and, you know, they do black TikTok and different things like that, trying to, you know, feed into, you know, not coming, not being in that situation anymore. But it's like it's still an ongoing, you know, a reoccurring situation that still happens. And I do believe that it's unfortunate, but I do believe that black creators' content does not get pushed as much as other creators, especially white creators. I'm not even trying to throw anybody under the bus. It's just the sad truth. And it's like, I don't know why. I guess, I don't know. It may be because when you look at commercials, you know, you see it's more diverse now. I don't know if you see, notice that. But over time, you know, you see it coming from just like this one demographic. And now you see all different types of races on TV. And, you know, you see the diversity. So I feel like we're getting to a place where it's starting to become, it should have been this already. But I think people's eyes are finally getting open, and you know, I just hope, you know, the more we continue to, you know, be black creators in this, you know, crazy system, that we can continue to make a change and create avenues, because if they're not gonna push us, we gotta push each other and push ourselves, most importantly, you know. So it's just one of those unfortunate things that, you know, it's just it's hard, but you gotta, you know, we gotta figure out ways and methods to work around that.
Definitely
Yeah.
And I feel like we just gonna always have a casualty against us. So you just gotta work twice as hard.
Exactly.
I've learned that to such an early age. God just be like, yo, as a black man in America, you gotta work twice as hard. It's just the way that it is. So
yeah,
the fact that you are even where you were at, that means you must have been working quadruple as hard. Okay, that's 14. Because you, if this is a marathon, you done ran 100 meters dash and got there with the quickness, because you have accomplished what I think maybe half of this country is trying to still do, and it's to be able to develop an organic following. You understand? So would you actually get into, talk to us about how you give advice to people. Would you do like a book? Would you write a book? Would you talk to us? Talk, I don't know.
Yeah, so I was just talking about this the other day. I do want to eventually write a book. I definitely wanted to be a book on how I pretty much got my start. But I also want to, you know, I wanted to be one of them type of books where not only am I telling my story and it inspires people, but also it has things that I've used or methods that's worked for me.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, how I'm thinking things out, or how I plan things out, or how I just do things, have tips in the book as well, so that once you read it, you got something you can go and refer to and hopefully apply it to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we all, you know, I used to be that person where I'm like, well, if it's working for me, well, I wanted to continue to work for me because I don't want nobody else. But at the end of the day, in this time of day that we're living in, we got to just work together, because we all want to see each other succeed. And that's my main thing. I love seeing my friends and anybody succeed in what they love doing. So if you got a gem,
yes,
you want to drop, like, what may work, or even if they reach out and ask you, you know what I'm saying, just be willing, you know what I'm saying, because what you do for others, it comes back full circle.
Oh,
and it's like, it's, yes, a blessing. It's a blessing. You're a blessing to be a blessing to somebody else. So it's, you know, I want to be that person when I write my book eventually, one day, you know, it's not only going to inspire, but it's also going to help people that's trying to start. And, you know, if they don't know how to start, you know, I have somewhat an idea, you know, how you could get a start and whatever you want to do.
Come on, my brother.
Yes.
But that's the goal. That's the goal.
Everything comes back circle.
Full circle.
Man, how old are you again?
20. I'm 21 now. I think we've
been. Oh, you're 21 now?
I think I was 20. Was I 20?
I think you, yes, I'm, you
just turned 20, I think. Was it? I don't know.
But 21 now, okay.
21 now, we in there.
So, what did you do for your 21st birthday, yo?
So, I didn't do anything crazy. I went out to eat. Okay. With some family and friends. And let me tell you this quick story. So, when we was about to leave, we paid and everything, was about to leave. The manager came out, you know, to check on us, see how the food was. We told it was good and everything, great experience. And she saw the balloons. She was like, whose birthday we celebrating? I was like, oh, we celebrating mine. And, well, no, they said it. Because, you know, I'm that person where I'm like, I know I'm celebrating me, but attention ain't got to be on me. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, it is what it is. And so they was like, it's his birthday or whatever. And she was like, okay, how old you turn? I was like, 21. And she was like, have you had your first shot yet? And I was like, no. And she was like, well, I'm going to be your first shot today. And she actually paid for the shot. And I took my first shot on my birthday at the place. So I felt all types of special. I felt all types of special. That was like my first time ever, you know.
Listen.
As 21.
Oh, wait, so you don't, not at you 21, you don't drink?
And I mean, I drink around like certain, you know, friends. And, you know, I'm not no heavy drinker. Like, you know, somebody have a little sip. I take a sip or something. But I'm not like no wasted type drink. You know what I'm saying? I do a little something.
I think I got a little
something. Yeah. Yes. I ain't no party poop. I have a little fun.
I got you. That's 100% facts. So I want to talk to you about your dream collaborations. Like, you've been a TikTok star, let's say what it is, for quite some time now. And you actually have fans. My brother, you have fans.
Yes.
It's a blessing. It is.
Like, you know, 21 years old, like, talk to us about who your dream collaborations are. Like, even though you are a TikTok star, there are other stars that you like, ooh, I would love to work with them.
Yes. I got this list. They're actually Instagrammers, really. And then, of course, number one, Tyler Perry. When I tell you, I think I said this on the last interview, that's definitely one dream collaboration. You know, I
really
want to have some type of something on your show, on the movie. If I just have a conversation with something, you know, with Tyler Perry. But some other names I can throw out there, some other social media influencers that I really follow and rock with. I Am Zoe. Well, we know that we've got a whole song together. I Am Zoe. That's one person I'm really close with. Desi Banks, Pretty V, B Simone, Ha Ha Davis, Lala Milan, Blame It On Quay. Those are like my top. Like, every time that question is asked, they're like on my list, because I love each and every one of them. So that'd be so dope to just collaborate with them on a video, or just to meet them in person. Well, I met a few of them in person, but just to meet the rest of them in person and just to vibe out, like, just to have a connection, you know, a connection. That'd be super dope. But other than that, I just kind of just, you know, I'm gonna go with the flow type of person. So, you know, if you down to collab on something, boom, you know, if I can, or whatever the case may be, let's make it happen, you know. I just kind of just go with, I didn't got to know you like that, but, you know, if it's something that, you know, that I see myself doing alongside you, who want to make it happen, we can see what we can do. But other than that, that's like my list. But overall, Tyler Perry, I'll probably pee on
okay. Hey, shoot. Everybody's for the birds. Tyler Perry, that's the one. I'm just playing, Taji. Now, going into your music, last time you had Kicks with
Hey.
Yo, what have you been working on with music since that viral moment, man?
Great question. So my next song I'm hoping to drop, hopefully it'll drop sometime this summer. We shall see. But I'm working on two songs at the moment. Two songs. The other, both of the songs I'm working on, it's the same producer that produced Kicks Swivel that made the beat. he actually sent me two other beats, and so I've been kind of playing around with them and getting my little wordplay together. But I think they're both upbeat songs, so I feel like they'll both be, you know, I hope people will vibe with it. But the first song, It All Starts in the Back. I started that trend on TikTok, and I remember teaching you that dance. So that one's definitely in the works. That one for sure. I stopped making videos about it because it was kind of like a pause happened on the song. So I don't want to keep pushing it until, you know, we got the thing together and then I could really drop the full thing. So that's why I kind of backed off of like reposting people and stuff like that. So that one's coming. And then there's another song that's coming. I'm still playing with that, so I ain't gonna really announce it. But I got the lyrics and stuff done. Okay. But I'm still playing around with it and see what I want to do with it. But two new songs should be coming. I don't know when, but hopefully they'll drop this summer. So okay. Stay tuned.
All right.
Yes.
Listen, and I'm definitely calling dibs on a music video. Whatever music,
yes.
Whatever you want to do a video, I got you. I'll direct it. I'll definitely do that for you.
Come through. Because yeah. I didn't want to do my Kick Swiffer one. And okay. We had everything set. I mean, the videographer was there. I mean, everything was ready. And then I had a flight issue. And then once I got home, pandemic hit. So it just messed up everything. So that's why the Kick Swiffer music video hasn't even dropped yet, because everything went to shambles after, you know.
Well, so, you know, do you feel like the song is too like old now for you to still do?
No, and the reason why I say that is because I thought it, you know, I didn't think it was old, but you know, I was like, not too many people are really like, you know, like it was when it was amped up, you know, it was just trending, so it was hot, it was very, very scorching. And you know, now it's like, you know, it is what it is. But people still be in my comments, who remembers Kick Swiffer, or can we bring Kick Swiffer back? So people are still questioning when it's gonna come back. So I'm like, okay, that kind of gives me hope for the song. So when we do drop the music video, that thing gonna go stupid. That's the hope.
First of all, right now, if you're in this live, drop some comments or let us know if you need Ty G to drop that Kick Swiffer music video.
Yes.
All right. Oh, they're already starting. Gabrielle, Janice said Kick Swiffer.
Kick Swiffer. Hey, come on. Hey.
Yeah.
Come on. Like, first of all, I feel like that song is classic. It's classic. It's like, yo, social media is its own network now. Just like Disney was a network, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have like classic Disney Channel shows. Mm-hmm. I feel like Kick Swiffer was a classic social media viral moment. It's a classic. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like everybody understands. Like, come on, Kick Swiffer. Hey, yeah. Drop it. You understand? Like, for me, I feel like that is like almost a part of your stamp. So definitely bring that back. I promise you this, if you drop that video, it'll go viral all over again.
And that's gonna make me just fall flat out on the floor. I'm gonna get some water.
Okay. Listen, they're going crazy right now. Kick Swiffer, Kick Swiffer, right?
Yes.
Swiffer, like, this is not a joke. They really, really mess with Kick Swiffer, bro.
It's insane.
That's one of my favorite ones too.
Really? Like, thank you.
So that's a fact. All right, so now you got two songs on the way. Make sure y'all stay tuned on that too.
Stay tuned.
Now, moving into like the credit, do you feel like for all that you've accomplished, do you think that you get the credit you deserve as a content creator and a comedian, as an actor, all these different hats that you wear, you actually produce and write and do all that stuff? People don't understand it's mad work, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you get the credit that you deserved?
I would say I do, you know, and the reason why I say that is because with social media, like, every post that you put out, it's not going to be a win-win. It's not going to be, you know, you are selling with flying colors. It's not going to be that all the time. And it's just some learning to understand that, because I used to think, well, I got this many, and, you know, they over here, so why am I not getting the same engagement if I'm doing the same thing? And, you know, it's the same thing. It's different each time. So why am I not getting that same yet better feedback or, you know, engagement? And it took some time for me to realize that every post that is not going to be what you want it to be. So when it came to that, I just had to realize, you know, what works for you, you just got to work it. And, you know, you just got to do it. And for me, you know, I just feel like, you know, credit comes when it's supposed to come. And as long as you're staying true to yourself, then the credit will come. Don't try to seek for credit. Don't try to change you for credit. Don't try to start doing what everybody else is doing for credit. Once you stay true to yourself, the credit will come. And as long as you're doing what you're doing and giving it 110% each and every time, whether it's a good post or whether it's a good post yet it doesn't hit right, that's what matters. Because you never know who's watching. So I always feel that, you know, as long as you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're getting the credit you deserve. And, you know, we all deserve much better. But at the end of the day, you got to look at the reality and just think, okay, well, you know, I want to be this one day. I want to be that dancer. For me, I want to be that actor. So whatever I put out, I'm going to make sure I put my best foot forth each time. And regardless if I get 2,000 views this day or 200,000 the next, it's the fact that I gave both of those the same energy. So you got to give everything all you got. Because I'm telling you, your career, what you're dreaming for, it's all on the line. As long as you're putting your best foot forth each and every time, you're going to get the credit you deserve because they see the hustle, they see the energy, they see what you're giving, and they see you. So as long as you're doing you, being you, I mean, what better can it get? And as long as somebody is watching your stuff, it only takes one person. That's what I always tell folks. It takes one person. If I make one person laugh, well, I've done my job. But making thousands to millions, oh, I done exceeded. But making just one laugh, making one person cry from you singing or feel you from singing or you somebody getting hype off you dancing, that one person, you've done your job. So don't try to please the man.
Yes.
Try to please as many people as you can. But as long as you please one person, you good.
You good.
You man, good.
You dropping gems on here. He's doing it for free, all right? Yo.
I don't mind at all. I'm telling you.
Taji's on Black Culture the Breakdown Season 2.
I'm so thankful to be back. I'm so glad
you're
back.
And everything that you just said just now was just, I think it hit a lot of people's nerves because I could just see everybody saying facts and bruh, you be having them, you know what I'm saying? Dropping gems for real. And it's because it's real.
Love you, Marty.
You know, definitely the people is in here. Oh, I see you, Carl.
And Carl. KJ? Yeah, I see some familiar names.
Now, for you, you've been able to build so much at such a young age, is what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? And there's people that's been in this game 20, 30 years, I don't even got the amount of followers or the amount of even content that you have. Talk to the people about the consistency. Like, do you feel like posting every day? Do you feel like getting up and doing these skits all the time? Or do you just know, like, all right, I have to be on a schedule? Talk to us about your scheduling and consistency.
Okay, so scheduling, I used to have that mindset, but I'm telling you, it's good. It's okay. It works for some people, but for me, it didn't work out because I used to feel like I wanted to be on a schedule, knowing things that I had to do. Sometimes I put myself on a schedule and put stuff in my notes, like, okay, I'm gonna do this today, and you know, I hope to make that happen. But if it doesn't, I'm still gonna be fine because at the end of the day, you gotta do but so much, and I used to try to do so much back in the day. But now it's like some days I'm so comfortable with not posting on some days. Like before, used to irk me because I'm like, oh Lord, I'm not posting, so nobody gonna be able to laugh this day, or somebody might be waiting for me to post and they might be having a bad day, so let me do something. But now it's like, now that I realize how much my, you know, mental health and self-worth is, and you know, just taking time for me to rejuvenate so I can continue to give you good content. I started to value that more, and I definitely do it now. And I've seen a big difference because I don't feel so drained like I used to. Because I used to pump out like three, four videos every day on TikTok. Literally every day. I did not miss a beat. But now, I do at least like one or two, you know, or maybe just one. Okay. Like, it just takes, you know, it doesn't take all of what, you don't want to give all of you all the time because it can become draining. But to tie that off to consistency, you got to be consistent. You know, you got to make the
journey
work.
Before you get to consistency, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Even if you pump it out all the time and it becomes draining for you, do you think draining on the viewer? Like, oh my God, it's just so much content to consume from one person. Do you get like that sometimes? Like, am I ODing right now? Or
right.
Give me your feedback on that.
See, I never really thought about that, but now that you pose that question, I feel like it would be that way. Like, if I was the viewer watching my favorite creator, it's like, well, honestly, they want to see more. But I feel like it can get overwhelming at times. Like, you pumping out three videos, like, damn, I just watched this and I got another one. And I got it can kind of become hectic, you know? Like, especially if it's an everyday thing and you're not missing a beat, it could be a lot. But at the end of the day, though, I feel like 9 times out of 10, they're still going to enjoy it as much because they're getting more content from you. So I don't think they see it from a negative or overdoing it type of standpoint all the time. But when it comes to, like, I feel like sometimes they'll be like, okay, now this is too much. I'm trying to watch the videos, and you keep putting out one after one after one, you know. So I feel like it can get that way, but 9 times out of 10, I think they just enjoy every bit because they're getting to see their favorite creator, and they're getting to see more of their favorite creator. So it's more so on the positive side.
Definitely. And then when people get bored, they go back and they scroll.
And, and be looking for something else to watch.
Okay, so definitely, I've even learned that too, because I'm like, am I putting out too much content? Like, you know, you just never know, you know.
Right.
But I feel like if you just feel compelled to put it out, you know.
I'm glad you said that, because if you get that feeling, do it, because your gut feeling, I'm telling you, is 9 times out of 10 right, and that might just be the right time for your video to go crazy. So,
man, dropping in so many gems, but bring it back in now to the consistency. I'm not cut you off. Sorry about that.
Are you good? You good? Oh, so, okay. So consistency is definitely important. You know, you gotta be willing to work through the good, the bad, the ugly, everything. You feel me? Like, you gotta be willing to stick to what you're trying to achieve. And it can get hard. Now, it definitely gets hard. Like, with me, I be doing videos, and sometimes the idea I had in my head or the idea that I typed out in my notes, I finally do it and it don't come out right. I'm like, dang, this ain't it. And, you know, you get them kind of, you know, backlash days, and you get them backlash moments, and, you know, things happen. But you still got to remain consistent some way, some form, some fashion. You got to stay with it, because it does get hard. It's not going to be easy. Like, I still have people thinking that,
yes,
I got 7 million on TikTok overnight, and it's like, nah, this 5 years in the making. You know, it took some time. 5 years. That I recently passed 5 years. April 5th. That's what it was.
But people think that you've gotten that overnight, though.
Yeah, like, I be having people thinking, like, how can I grow my followers overnight? I'm like, you know, it's not. I wish it was that easy. If that was the case, I'd be at 100 million.
Yes.
So what a 100 million, like.
Yeah, you see how, like, ain't that crazy? Because people trying to get to 1 million, and you like, well, I'm trying to be at 100 million then. So now talk to us about that. Is that feeling of, like, never being enough, does that happen? Like, oh, shit, I just got to 3 million. Okay, now I got to get to 5 million. Oh, I passed 5 million. Now I got to get to – does it just never stop? Is it just kind of like – how do you feel about that?
I don't stop looking at numbers, because I used to, coming up, I was focused on numbers because I thought, you know, I should be where such and such is because I'm doing the same thing. Well, matter of fact, I'm in the same field as them. So why are my videos not popping off like them and they're growing faster than me? I used to have a struggle with numbers and looking at how other people was passing me. You know, we started here at the same time. Now you here and I'm still like right here. But for me, it just took me realizing that, you know, it's not even about that. It's about what you're doing. Everything isn't about numbers. It's about what you're showcasing, what you want people to see, and the rest will follow. You know what I'm saying? It's not about,
yes,
it's not about looking at the numbers. And people, you know, I think people still tend to get sucked up into that realm of like, oh, well, I only got this amount of followers, so I can't do A, B, C, or D. But you're limiting yourself, because you may have 10,000 followers, but can you name off 10,000 people on your hand? Like, you don't understand how many people that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
And you can make some shake with that many people. You know what I'm saying? So you just gotta believe in what you're doing and just go with the flow, and I'm telling you, the rest will follow. Like, you don't have to do no crazy stuff to go viral, you don't have to do anything extra. Be you. And as long as you be you and show your authentic self through your content, the rest will follow.
Come on.
Yes.
The rest will follow.
I'm going to have Ty G drop his Cash App because I need to see.
Not a Cash App.
Because he's giving y'all gems, okay? On Black Culture to Break Down, we really talk about breaking things down. And that's why we dive into these deep conversations, because people always see the finished product, but they don't understand the journey that break it down for us. You know what I'm saying? And you definitely are breaking it all the way down. We appreciate that, all right?
Yes!
So, I appreciate you.
So now, kind of going into this real quick now, do you feel like in the industry that you're respected? Do you feel like you get like actors or people that's been in the game a little bit, maybe longer, and that's not maybe so popular on social media? Do you ever get bad encounters with like celebrities, like because of?
Not really. I haven't had a bad experience. I hope not to have a bad experience, but I've never felt unappreciated, because I feel like everybody has an opportunity and everybody brings something different. Like, it don't matter if 20,000 new actors come into the game. Each of those 20,000 actors got something different that they can bring to the table, because we're all uniquely made. Like, we're all uniquely made, and we all have something that's different from the other person. So I've never felt unappreciated or, you know, felt like I didn't get enough credit, because I think I'm getting, I think I've been getting the attention of people that I wouldn't have imagined, especially on TikTok, like some celebrities that have, you know, I didn't even know was following me. Like, I be getting bored sometimes when I go through people's following lists and be looking, and I see a verified person. I'm like, okay. And then wait a minute. And I'm like, okay, they follow me on TikTok. So it's like, you going back to that point I made earlier, you never know who's watching. You never know who is watching, who, you know, is seeing your content. So it's like, I never feel like I feel like I'm coming through and just showcasing who I am. And I feel like, you know, the right people at the right time will see me, and, you know, it will go from there. But I've never felt like I've, you know, was in, you know, some type of feeling of how somebody was treating me or anything. Thankfully.
That's dope.
Yes.
That's just testimony to just your energy. You know what I'm saying? So now, what is it that Ty G sees for himself? You know, saying you've dominated social media, you get the D. But now, what's like the bigger picture? I know you do comedy, I know you want to get into acting, but talk about what that looks like in the grand scheme of things for you.
Definitely. So the main goal is to be an actor. I want to be in somebody movie, TV show.
Yeah.
Okay. Something like, I know there's a role in there with my name on it.
On it, and come on. And how about this? We're gonna get your name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, all right?
Yes.
Oh, that's what the business is.
Okay, and the name is
Yes.
But listen, I feel like you can do all of this. You know what I'm saying? It's definitely all in you already, because it's the new era of the new phase of what consuming content looks like. And people aren't just watching movies on MTV or, you know, or BET no more like they did back in the day. Everything is now. So I think there's so many things. Facebook Talk and Snapchat got shows now. And
that part.
Somebody better come and give Ty G a damn show.
Yes.
The minute they do, I'm be flat out on the floor. I'm telling, I ain't lying. You might ask me for a week.
But man, it's coming. It's definitely coming. You just gotta keep on with it. It's gonna come. It's gonna come.
Yes.
Let me ask you this as your final thing, final question. Talk to us about monetization and what does money look like as being a social media influencer? A lot of people, oh, I'm gonna be a social media influencer. Can that actually pay the bills? And, you know, tell us the difference between Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and how all three are monetized differently, if you can.
Oh yeah, for sure. So definitely you can monetize, but you gotta be willing to put in that work to get to that step, because I wasn't always there. I'm telling y'all, this has been years after years after years. And when I finally got to this step, you know, it was kind of weird because I was like, oh, somebody want to pay me to do a video. Okay. And, you know, from there, it was like, it's just been, you know, increasing in that area. And I'm thankful and blessed and grateful for it. But as far as Instagram goes, you can definitely monetize through, especially like your IGTV videos. Like I recently, not too long ago, I probably say about a month and a half ago, I recently just got that feature to even monetize my IGTV videos. Like, you know, the opportunities don't come right away, but if you just stick to what's true to you, I'm telling you, everything else will just come when you least expect it. So that happened. You can definitely live streaming. There's monetization through live streaming. I haven't tried that out yet because I don't be live as much. Y'all probably see that because I'm never live. Yeah. But I stay posting, but you know, I gotta do better. Definitely. But you can do that, and then TikTok. I can definitely attest for TikTok. I get people reaching out to my emails a lot, and my Instagram DMs now too. If they can't reach me on email, they go both ways, you know, just to get my attention. And you have people that want to, you know, reach out to you and have you promote their song, and they'll ask what your rate is, and you know, you base your rate based on how you think, what you feel is best. Sometimes I go based off, you know, I forgot his name. I think it's Aldrin. Aldrin. I knew it was something like that. Aldrin. He probably punching the air. He never pronounced the name wrong. But I apologize. But Aldrin, yes. So like, just like he was saying, when people reach out and you kind of base your rate off, you know, if you want to base it off, you know, your engagement, how many people it's going to reach, you can do that. And then sometimes people will step to you with the price, and 9 times out of 10, it'll be more than what I charge. I'm like, well, I ain't charging my price. I'm going to get you.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So okay. It just all depends. And even with YouTube, you can, anybody can, I think YouTube is YouTube, I'll rate YouTube, then TikTok, then Instagram, as far as the easiest to get monetized on YouTube. When I tell you, I don't know if they tell y'all this, but I think it's in the guidelines or something, but who reading that? I'll just tell you right here. When I tell you, I think you only have to have like 4,000 total views and 1,000 subscribers to even start getting paid. That's all you need. And I didn't even know that. It took somebody telling me, and when I went to go look, I was like, oh, okay, because you can actually see what rates are on to getting monetized. You can check that in your YouTube metrics or analytics, whatever you want to call it. And you can see how far you are from getting monetized. And once you start, you know, placing ads into your videos, and that's how YouTubers get paid, by the advertisements. So every time you see a YouTuber's video and it starts off with an advertisement that's non-skippable or whatever, that's because they were able to insert an ad. And I think once you watch like a certain amount of the ad, that proceed, you still get, I think that's how it works. You get the full proceeds. So it's many ways out here to get monetized, and it's just based off you starting. Like, yeah. You gotta start. You can't wait for the money to come to you. You gotta be willing to work for the money. And I actually jumped into that because I didn't want to be a content creator. I just kind of was thrown into the wolves, and here we are. And it just happened. I didn't wake up wanting to be a, this was not a dream. It just kind of was thrown at me. God was like, okay, so according to my will, you're going to be a content creator. And I just had to be like, oh, okay, God, all right, here we go. Let's ride the wave. And, hey, you know, it has brought many blessings. Got us connected, still connected. So it's like, I'm telling you, things just happen for a reason. And you just got to be willing to go with it. And once you go with it, you'll be surprised.
Man, you dropping so many gems on here. Okay. And we didn't even charge nobody today. I have to keep
it
all for free. You understand?
Grab on.
And it only takes for you, whoever the listener is, to actually apply what it is that someone that is doing exactly what you want to do and do it. You know? And a lot of times we beat ourselves up because like, oh, it's too late. It's not too late. Just start today. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yep. Just start today. And even people ask me all the time, how did you have an Instagram live show? How do you get these people to come on the show? And how do you people can go? I'm like, you just need to start. That's it.
That's it.
You worried about your first guest? Get on there and talk to your fans as your first guest. It's okay. You understand? And eventually you start getting people, you're getting more people, and it grows. But people don't want to put the work in to start. And I want to just challenge, especially people in our community,
yes,
to be diligent in our work and just really go for it, because the sky's the limit. And Todd, yeah, perfect example of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He went out here, 7 million followers just on TikTok alone, okay? Saying even nothing. Right?
Nope.
So just make sure y'all just pay attention to people that are really doing it and tap in. Now, let me ask you this. With your actual YouTube, do you actually collect a check? Are you monetized on YouTube?
I am monetized on YouTube, and I've been slacking. Now, let me tell you now. I've been slacking. I'm getting back in there because I am working on my fifth season of Ratchet Lullaby. So that will be coming to y'all sometime this summer. So I have been trying to get that, how I want to do it, get it together, but I will be writing for that soon. And it don't take me, once my mind gets to going, my fingers, they just keep going until I'm like, okay, this is enough, you know, till I feel like, okay, this is a good episode, cut it off. So that's how I work. I just kind of just go with the flow and just be going. For that ain't gonna take too long at all, but I do hope for that to be out sometime June. So definitely that, because that series is like one of my main ways I've been able to get monetized, because it got a lot of engagement, more than I imagined. So that will be dropping, but other than that, mainly getting monetized off TikTok. That's like my main hub, just because that's what I do. I can do that a lot quicker than YouTube, because YouTube is a whole job within itself, but it's worth it. But other than that, TikTok's like my main one, and then of course YouTube, because you got videos that people still, old videos that people still go back and watch, and that all counts into getting monetized. Once you get monetized and eligible for monetization, that's when your other videos, they're eligible to get monetized, and it's all your content. You can turn on those monetization thank you, my boss, whatever you call it, the little knob or whatever. I don't know the name. It's blowing my mind. But that, and once you turn that on, you good. And the more people loop your stuff, that's how it works.
So now, in terms of like how people can really just tap in, close it out with this. What advice would you give to young content creators that just want to find a niche? Like, I don't know what to create, but I know that I'm a star. You know, people just feel like, I'm a star. I'm meant to be a star. Uh-huh. But don't know how to go about it. How should they attack social media? Break that down for us and close it.
Starting off with coming into the social media world, you just got to literally, what you say, start. Like, it literally just takes you having the heart, knowing what you want, and being hungry for it. You got to have that. You got to have that factor where especially when you just starting off, having that energy at the beginning, oh, you know you're going to be a threat. Because I came into the game not knowing what I was doing. I literally had, like, my TikTok was at zero. We all started at zero building any page, any platform. So I didn't know what I was doing. But, you know, I just continued to navigate the waters, and literally what I'm doing now found me. So I say that to say this. Either you know what you want to do and you already have it and you haven't started, just start. But sometimes once you start, other things may find you that you might, oh, okay, I might could, you know, work with this. And it will take you further than you've ever imagined. So to anybody that's trying to get into content creation, know that you have to be willing to work for what you want. Like, it's not an easy, you know, like, Aldrin? Did I say it right?
Aldrin!
Aldrin! Okay, I'm going to say it 3 times and hopefully I remember. Like Aldrin said, it does not come overnight. It literally does not come overnight. You really got to be willing to wait, have that faith. Like he said, a lot of things that I'm telling y'all now. Like, you got to have that faith and willingness to wait, because it will eventually come. But as long as you have that heart from jump and know that you want to do this, have that energy throughout the whole process. And I'm telling you, you will go many, many places. But you got to start. And you got to believe in yourself, because a lot of people come into this game like, oh, such and such, like I was saying earlier, like, oh, such and such is further than me, or they got their business going on, but mine ain't even started yet. But you got to believe in what you got. You got to work with what you have. And once you work with what you have, everything else will follow through, as long as you believe that it will. And I'm telling you, it's not an easy thing, but you learn and grow as you go. Like, it's not, you ain't gonna have all the tools at the beginning. It's not gonna be that way. But as you continue to learn yourself, learn this field, learn what you're doing, you start getting better and you see exponential growth the more you keep going. But if you stop, you're putting yourself in a halt and you're gonna remain there until you continue to have that energy to push forward. So you just gotta go for it. Know what you want. Cause when you know what you want, oh, it's a wrap. You can't tell me nothing. Don't say nothing to me. Okay. I made somebody laugh today and you know, do it.
And yes, 100% facts, shots fired. Okay, like, you killed that on every level. Everything, I agree with everything that you said, you know what I'm saying? Because it just takes the consistency, start and go for it, knowing what you want and being strategic. I think I'm gonna say that this is really chess out here, and just like you mentioned before, like, this is really your career on the line. So if you really want to actually do anything, apply that mentality of like you playing chess.
That part. Right? Yes.
There's queens out here, there's presidents and prime ministers. They are, it's just the way that it is. There's always at the top. And then there's a lot of people that fall in line under. And if you want to be the person that holds that spot, you got to go and play strategic games out here. It's just the way that it is, all right?
Got to.
I ain't giving no more chance for free. That's it, Taji. That's definitely it, man. Tell the people what you got coming up, what you working on, and where we can find you.
Okay, so coming up. So as I said, I'm close to that finish line, y'all, being done with school. So I feel like after school is really out the way, things are really going to take off. But as far as right now, I plan on doing a huge meet and greet this summer. Still working on details because, you know, I didn't want to do one last year as much as I wanted to, but I didn't want to put anybody in harm's way. We know this COVID thing is no joke, so I definitely wanted to make sure everybody would be safe and actually enjoy the event without, you know, being so paranoid as we was last year compared to now. So that's definitely in the works, so y'all stay tuned for that. And it'll be right here in my home. I call it my hometown. I've been here almost 11 years, so pretty much it is home to me now. So in Greensboro, North Carolina, I will be doing a meet and greet real soon. It's going to be like a fun day. It's not going to be just like you meet me and that's it. I ain't going to see you no more. It's going to be like a fun day. It's going to be like a whole like carnival type style, you know, with different things. You know, a fun day for people to enjoy so you're not just all up on the meet. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to meet you, but I want you to have fun too. So that's coming. Like we mentioned earlier, a couple new songs. That's definitely coming. Hopefully drop those this year. Hopefully this summer, but if not this year sometime. So y'all definitely stay tuned because I will post about it. And then what else? Other than that, you know, my senior year is coming up of college. So once I'm done with that, I'm coming up. So I'm excited. That's like the main things that's happening this year or in this summer for right now. And, you know, I just, as I said earlier, I'm that go with the flow type person. So something might pop up and, you know, I might go with it. You know, it might be an opportunity or whatever. But, you know, for right now, that's what I know. And, you know, that's the thing that's coming out. I hope for more stuff to be, you know, coming this way. When it does, I'll be sure to announce it.
Okay, my brother.
Yes.
You out here like you a veteran in these streets. I know I'm going to see you all the way at the top. Like, you gonna
I appreciate you, Jersey.
And I'm gonna be directing movies and we gonna be making this
that part and ears.
Okay.
Because and ears.
You know, but you are a light, my brother, and a dope example of what I think a lot of young people could look up to, because there's not a lot of that out here. And you do original content and you yourself 100% of the time, and I appreciate you for always showing. I
appreciate you. Always.
Okay, man. Oh, you came on and you did the thing, and we gonna see you on the flip side. And I know for season 3, you're gonna probably be back on again.
And yes, sir. You know it. We connected now. We ain't going nowhere.
Connected, man. We already
going nowhere.
Yes,
it's a fact. It's 100% fact. My brother, thank you so much, and we'll talk soon. All right.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me once again. Y'all stay blessed.
Of course. Stay blessed, Taji. Everybody. All right, y'all. So make sure y'all go ahead and follow Taji. And I'm about to be out of here. I am your boy Jersey. This is Black Culture the Breakdown. Deuces.
Deuces.